The sample gates look like they've been a part of the IU Bloomington campus for decades. But due to opposition dating all the way back to the turn of the 20th century, the gates at the entrance to campus on Kirkwood Avenue weren't constructed until the 1980s. As Annie Corrigan reports, the gates' history is still being written as some young artists update the Gothic style to fit with 21st century sensibilities.
Matt Starr has spent the evening hooking up video projections and speakers to a couple of laptops. Along with his creative partner, Taylor Bryant, he's putting on a show at the Sample Gates, or rather, on the Sample Gates. It's called Video Projection Mapping, where a 2D video interacts with a 3D surface. The relentless dance music and off-the-wall images are drawing a crowd of pedestrians and slowing traffic at the intersection of Kirkwood and Indiana Avenues.
But what you're looking at right now are babies coming through cupcakes, big guys dancing with disco balls and pink backgrounds, salmons kissing, dolphins coming out of oil bins and going into tuna cans. What do we call it, like a YouTube animation absurdity?
The way Starr describes it, this is public art made by the eco-conscious artist.
We're here for maybe an hour, we turn it off, and that's it. There's no graffiti left, there's no like real footprint left behind except for a little electricity, but I think for what people gain, I think it's like well worth it.
What people gain, he hopes, is a different perspective of the sample gates, which serve as the entryway to Indiana University from Kirkwood Avenue. Even though they were built relatively recently, in the 1980s, the old-fashioned collegiate Gothic design makes the gates feel like they've been there for decades.
To me, it's the front and center. It's where people feel like they are coming to Indiana University.
That's Sherry Rouse, curator of campus art.
This is the entrance to the old Crescent, the old part of our campus. A lot of these buildings were built in the 1800s, early 1900s. So if we had been building an entrance on the other end of campus, it might be very modern.
In fact, a very modern and sleek design was one of the many proposals put forth for the gateway over the 90 years it took to get them built. It all started at the turn of the 20th century, when the classes of 1899 through 1902 established a university arch fund. When the classes learned that a trustee also had his eye on erecting a gateway, those funds were used to purchase the chimes in the student building. 30 years later, alumnus Newell Sanders came forward with a design proposal. Carrie Schwier, assistant archivist at the IU Archives, says then-President William Lowe Bryan and the trustees had reservations because buildings on either side of the site had yet to be built.
But they knew that this area of campus was going to go through a big sort of change, and they didn't know exactly yet what it was going to look like. So they really wanted to see how the site was going to develop before they started throwing some other sort of architectural design into the mix.
Something that's sticking true from all these designs is the three different entryways, the big one in the middle and then two on the side. Is that something that sticks in all of the designs?
Pretty much. There's a really modern design that comes forward in the late 1960s. But if you look at this design from the 1930s by Granger and Ballenbacher, there's actually drawings of cars. So I think that sort of large middle section sort of originated from the fact that they were originally envisioning it being an entrance driveway.
So it still didn't get built in the 30s.
So we fast forward to the early 1960s.
University architects at that time, Eggers and Higgins, proposed a number of designs, one of which was chosen to be the ultimate design of the sample gates. Benjamin Long gave money to build the gateway in honor of his two parents, but backlash from the university community eventually resulted in Long withdrawing his funding.
It was called wasteful alumni spending. You know, students on campus and staff members thought that money shouldn't be going to sort of ornamental site on campus. It should be going towards scholarships and bettering the pay of staff members.
It wasn't until the 1980s, when opposition had died down, that the gateway would finally be built. In a twist of fate, it was longtime University Director of Scholarships and Financial Aid, Edson Sample, who provided the funding to build the Sample Gates in honor of his parents. Schwier, the historian, says walking through the Sample Gates makes her feel like she's stepping back in time. Star, the artist, views them from a 21st century perspective.
Now, like, every time people are going to come by, it's going to mess with their psychology. Like, they're going to see the Stemple Gates, but, like, every time I walk by now, I see Obama and Edward from Twilight, and, like, zebra skin and cheetah skin. I don't just see the Stemple Gates. It's a pretty powerful instrument.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photos of the many proposed designs for the Stemple Gates and watch the video of Matt and Taylor's video projection on our website, wfiu.org/arts.